IQC. Another holiday. Good afternoon and welcome to Travel World here on AM 600, a lovely sunny day. Okay, we're just really optimistic. we will find the sunshine for you and tell you all about it. I'm Janice Kirshner and here is Stephen Pickford.
Yes, good afternoon. Pleasure to be here once again along with one of our senior panelists, Willem Backus.
Hello, welcome to Travel World once again.
Yeah, we have a good day here on Travel World for you. Soon we'll be talking about Huronia, historical and very interesting region northwest of Toronto, cities such as Barrie, Midland, Orillia. And later on, we'll also be talking about overcoming the fear of flying, some courses that are being conducted by a Air Canada pilot who has put together an interesting seminar with psychologists and different people that it's been successful in the United States. He's brought the concept here to Montreal, and I know there's hundreds of thousands of people who sort of have to get over their fear of getting on board those aircraft, so that we should be learning something new after 12:30. Last week, we introduced you to Saturnus True Data Products, and we talked to them about later on the show with one of their advertisements, but we introduced them to you by offering a box of 25 diskettes to one of the people who wrote us or called us or sent us an email. And we got a couple of letters, couple of story ideas, couple of suggestions, and the lucky winner of the box of 25 diskettes from Saturnus this week is Claudine Jobic of Berger Street. Her suggestion was to talk about Pittsburgh. Now, I would have thought, just by pulling out the letter Pittsburgh, I mean, why would we want to talk about smokestacks and, you know, we've already talked about New Jersey. Why would we want to talk about Pittsburgh?
Because we got thousands and thousands of bridges here.
Yes, it's a city of bridges.
I was just going to say, you know, when I first heard you were going to talk about New Jersey, I thought, oh my Lord. But it sounded like there was absolutely wonderful things to do in New Jersey, and I bet the same thing for Pittsburgh.
Dave Duvall, who's the probably the most watched weatherman in all of Canada with CFTO. He's been there 35 years. He actually says Pittsburgh is his favorite city in all of the United States. And in on the 23rd, and that's 3 weeks away, we'll be talking to Pittsburgh native Cynthia Fodor. She spent a number of years as an anchor in Pittsburgh. She got married and moved on to Des Moines. But if Montrealers remember that name, when in Montreal, the ABC signal came in on the old WMTW in Poland Spring, Maine. Cynthia Fodor's first job was as the anchor at WMTW8 in the early 80s. So sort of a homecoming of sorts for her. She'll be back on the airwaves in Montreal in 3 weeks' time. So Claudine Jobic of Berger Street gets those 25 diskettes from Saturnus, and we're still giving them away. So if you want to write us, our address is Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, H4Z1J9. The fax number is 626-3138. And of course, our email address is travelworld, that's all one word, in lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
Now, the people at Saturnus have also now produced their own series of 25th anniversary hats. They have been in business for 25 years, and they're giving away a hat as well. Nice little baseball-style cap in the company colors of yellow and black. Nice contrast there.
Right, you can get a hat as well as the diskettes, or your choice, one or the other. So get those letters in. We want to be your show, so your input is vital to the success of our program.
Or both, if your suggestion is juicy enough.
Yeah.
Such as like the Garden of Eden in Vancouver.
Right, somebody suggests the Garden of Eden or provides us with another tip, like not to go to the Society Hill Dungeon, then those are the type of tips that we want to pass along. So if you have something like that, we'll give you both. Somebody also had mentioned that he didn't have a computer, so that's why he didn't get the diskettes. So,
but we can now forward him a hat, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody's got a head, that is.
Yes, everyone has.
We don't always use it, mind you.
Some people don't use theirs. But the, the suggestion was to talk about some fairs and festivals and events that might be going on end of August, sort of drive destinations over the next couple of weeks. And I have a list of some places.
They never call these things unfairs, do they? Eh? I mean, the odds are stacked against you. You ever try to get that little ring on that little plastic bottle?
or one of those splashdown games where all the quarters seem to be glued along the edge, you know, and it just tantalizes you that you're going to get rich, but...
Well, my favorite splashdown game is you sit the boss on the seat and you throw water balloons at the target.
Well, yeah, cream pies.
No, well, people aim it at the boss.
And there's always something going on in a midway. It's the old, old-fashioned style of fun. And, for example, in two fairs going on in Vermont, both over the covering the Labor Day weekend, if you want to plan ahead, the Champlain Valley Fair going on in Essex Junction from the 23rd of August through the 3rd of September. They're having a Canadian Day on the 31st of August, and also the...
And Amanda Ober, who is covering these two fairs in New England, would we be calling her Our Fair Lady?
Yeah, could be. Could be. There's a good use of the language. But I think she's probably going to be too busy.
I don't
busy.
Write this stuff, folks. Just want you to know that.
And she'll be packing up those over the next few days. Actually, this Labor Day weekend, she's packing up to move on to Orlando, doing the Discover Orlando program on NBC. So it kind of reminds you of the old Living in Montreal program that graced the airways here in Montreal for many years with Jay Rubenstein.
Friend of the show, our very own J.I. Rubenstein.
Right. I hope he's listening out there today and keeping well. Also in Vermont, the Vermont State Fair is also taking place the 29th of August to the 7th of September. That's in Rutland, so you can go down there and stay in beautiful Killington at the Cortina Inn. It's in its 152nd year of operation. Horse racing, midway where you can lose those quarters at the splashdown game, and a grandstand featuring country and western performers.
And give our hellos to good old Elliot Chalandis at the Cortina Inn, and give her regards to Roscoe at the Rutland Sheriff's Department.
Right, when you go drop by the Sirloin Saloon. And if you're a literary buff, Hartford is holding Mark Twain Days. It's a citywide celebration of Mark Twain's legacy and Hartford's cultural heritage. That's 15th to the 17th of this month, and educational events include concerts, frog jumping contests, that ought to be something to behold, riverboat rides, Civil War encampments, and medieval jousting, as well as tours of the Twain House, a National Historic Landmark. So that's the 15th to the 17th of this month in Hartford.
Frog jumping, this is not like a chicken fight. I do not use the other word on the air, mind you. Anyway,
but getting down there, I mean,
you got to take a car, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to get down to a lot of those places if you don't have a car.
If it's not Air Subaru, then you got to rent a car from Enterprise, don't you think?
Yeah, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical and economical, too. For example, for a limited time only, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates, so you can get any size vehicle right up to a full size for an outstanding $29.97. And that's for the entire weekend, from Friday to Monday, not per day. It works out to just $9.99 a day, with 2,500 free kilometers included. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you. So you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to you. You don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
Oh, that's amazing.
You call a very easy, toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that. 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical. 3 days for $29.97 total. You just pay for the gas you use, the tax, and optional insurance. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, I don't have to keep looking at the odometer. I can get to Vermont, Ontario. I mean, not even I can use 2,500 free kilometers in one weekend.
Right, that's right. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. I mean, Enterprise really has something for everyone this summer, don't they?
Yep, they do. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
I got to tell you something, Stephen, and Janice had a point last week about
I had an argument with somebody. I said, this is a great deal. They were very obstinate.
They said
no, I'm sure, yeah, no, well, I think...
You just thought it was too good to be
argument.
True.
I had an argument, absolutely. No, seriously. But is it like same time to same time Friday?
Yeah,
like
for
Friday
at
6, let's say Monday at 6.
By 24-hour periods, okay. And we had other people who have called up. I know some of our other friends of the program, Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio. He thought it too good to be true.
Okay, what's the catch here, buddy?
He got the deal. He picked his car up at the St. John's Road and Pierrefonds Boulevard location, and Malcolm Andrews at Via Rail, he too took his car from the Dorval Airport location. I mean, no.
And if they pick you up, there's no extra charge.
No extra charge.
That's
it's
right.
Included.
That's right. It's $29.97 and then pick you up, and that's $85.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if you want to rent a car to go to Ottawa to go to the hobby store for the day, then this is it.
Yeah.
They come and get you. You
or
don't.
If you want to go to Huronia, and we're going to be talking to Bruce Stanton from Huronia Tourism Association right when we return after the break. You're listening to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
Get golfing with the Gazette. Win a weekend golf getaway at Auberge Bromont or a foursome in the AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour 97 at La Seigneurie on August 17th. Four. Look for your entry coupons in today's Gazette. The Gazette. It's more than a newspaper. It's the English language daily.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbordsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
This summer, bear the heat with new Polar frozen treats from Nestle. Introducing the delicious new Polar family of ice cream sandwiches, Polar ice cream cones and sundaes, Polar ice pops, and a whole lot more. Available in 23 mouth-watering varieties. Oh, they're the perfect family treat for your hungry bears. Try affordably delicious Nestle Polar frozen treats today.
This summer, bear the heat with new Polar frozen treats from Nestle.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Sean Bradwell's parents, Ken and Sharon, invite you to the annual softball tournament this weekend to raise funds to help children with cancer. 32 teams are competing in four locales Thursday evening through Sunday. The ballparks are in Kirkland and Pierrefonds, and there's also a free Saturday night special dance at the Kirkland Community Center with a sports memorabilia auction and great door prizes. Be part of the Sean Bradwell Memorial Softball Tournament this weekend. You'll have a fine time, and your contribution will help fight cancer in children.
Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. You're active and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut and get a real job?
Hi, welcome back to Travel World. Here on AM 600, I'm a grooving to the music.
Of course, we're talking about Huronia, and there's where my sister lives, who once told me exactly those famous words, get a haircut and get a real job.
Isn't that nice?
To me, Huronia, nice,
I don't know, sounds like a mythical place. Does everybody know this as Huronia, or only you travel folk?
Well, that's why we have Bruce Stanton on the line. He's the chairman of the Huronia Tourism Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm very well, thanks.
So why don't you give us a little fix as to where the area, which is referred to as Huronia, is, what cities and regions it encompasses in the province of Ontario?
Sure. Well, Huronia is actually a tourism area which is found almost immediately north of the city of Toronto. You start to run into Huronia about 30 minutes drive north of the city. There's a main route out of Toronto into cottage country called Highway 400, which as you proceed north from the city, you hit an area of lowlands called the Bradford Marsh, and beyond that you're into what's called Huronia. It's also defined as, in, as far as geographical boundaries, as the county of Simcoe. And it proceeds from there all the way north to the very southern border of another travel, a very prominent travel area by the name of Muskoka. It stretches from right around the north parts of the very large Lake Simcoe, which is part of the Trent-Severn Waterway, and over on its western reaches is the south end of Georgian Bay.
Right, those are places that people have heard of. It encompasses, you know, cities, you know, Barrie, Midland, Orillia.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of historical sites, probably one of the most historical areas in all of the province of Ontario. Quite often you don't think of Ontario as having that much history, but I think around 6, 7, 8 prominent historical sites and attractions in the Huronia region.
Well, very much so. In fact, the region, Huronia, gets its name from the Huron Indians back in the early days of the European settlers, and just around the late 1500s and early 1600s, many of the original French settlers, and particularly the Jesuit missionaries, came to this area to work with the Hurons, and as some historians will know, it wasn't long after that that their missions weren't very successful in the fact that there was a lot of new European influences that sort of played havoc on the Huron nation at that time, including the wars which they subsequently had with the Iroquois and then the various diseases and so on which were brought into this part of the world. Nevertheless, the Huron nation really didn't last much longer than that, but we still carry its name. And there's many, in particular the St. Marie among the Hurons village right near the towns of Midland and Penetanguishene, that sort of bring that to profile again, and visitors can come and see just exactly what the Jesuit missionaries provided for the native populations at that time.
Right, that was a very interesting site to visit when I was there back in 1994. Also, they have the Huron Indian Village, which is in Midland itself, which sure recreates the time of the Indian settlement.
Exactly. And of course, over on the eastern part of the northeastern part of the county or the region is the historic Severn River and the Trent Severn Waterway. The Trent Severn is part of a long waterway which was built between 1895 and about 1920 and connects the north shore of Lake Ontario near the city of Trenton all the way up to the southern end of Georgian Bay. And many of the original settlers to the area used those waterways really as a means of transportation. So that's why many of the towns and cities of this particular part of Ontario are originated around the waterways and or rail lines. And even to this day, that's where they got their roots from.
And there's a very interesting site on the Trent Severn Waterway, which is Big Chute, which is the only operational marine railroad in the world.
Yeah, it's the only commercially operated marine railway. In fact, there are two rail cars there that provide or allow the ability of recreational boats to get from one water level down to a lower level from where they proceed on to Georgian Bay. In fact, the original designers of the Trent Severn Waterway chose to have a railway over top of the from one water level down to the other as opposed to a conventional lock so that it would prevent the infiltration of Great Lakes water species into the inland lakes. So for that time, they were fairly forward-thinking, and in fact, that sort of land dam has prevented a lot of the negative water species from getting into those inland lakes.
Right, from infiltrating the system. Now, also a name that people will know is Stephen Leacock, and you have the Stephen Leacock Home and Museum in Orillia.
That's right, and Stephen Leacock, of course, is a very colorful humorist, and his summer home is right in the city of Orillia. The Stephen Leacock home has a terrific interpretive center there now, and throughout the summer, through these months, that they actually provide a series of plays through each afternoon where one can go and get a first-hand glimpse of the kind of humor Stephen Leacock wrote.
There's also a Stephen Leacock festival, isn't there?
The festival, in fact, is somewhat changed this year. Mm. Last year was the last year of the full-fledged festival as we knew it, and it's back been changed a bit this year, just simply to address some of the needs and changes. The numbers of people who had come out to the festival in previous years were somewhat dwindling, and so the organizers of that event chose to go with a different format, and so far it's been very well received.
Now, what another element that I really enjoyed with my visit to Huronia is not only the mix of historical sites, but you also go outdoors, places like the Weimarsh Wildlife Center. It's got such a lovely mix of, you know, in one area the history and the other area just so unspoiled.
Ecotourism.
In fact, very much so. That's one of the things that we, when we try and project Simcoe County and the Huronia area into the marketplace, it's exactly that diversity of tourism experience that we try and bring into the message. And you have everything from, as you've mentioned, the cultural and historical and even environmental experiences you can get with attractions like Weimarsh, up to the very high-end places like Casino-Rama, which is located on the eastern shore of Lake Kuchiching and attracts some 15,000 visitors per day. Throughout the summer, for example, Casino-Rama is featuring every Thursday evening a top-notch entertainer program. Each evening they've set up a temporary auditorium for some 3,000 people to attend these concerts, and every Thursday evening they'll have concerts there, and they've had everyone there from Huey Lewis and the News to Melissa Manchester and so on. It's Kenny Rogers, I think, was the first act that they had in there at the start of the summer, and so it's quite a contrast from the very high-end, top-notch entertainment facility like Casino-Rama to the very rustic and/or outdoor experiences you can get with the canoeing or recreational boating or history and culture.
Right, there's something for everyone. Like you mentioned canoeing, you know, the Nottawasaga River is around 75 kilometers of canoeing trail.
Yeah, exactly, and that's some of, there's several river systems in the north end of Simcoe County that actually afford some terrific canoeing experiences. And of course, at the very north end of the county, we, as you make your way into Muskoka, we start into what's called the Canadian Shield, which I'm sure you've probably heard before, and it's a massive granite rock which extends from this part of Ontario all the way up into the northern reaches and even into the prairies, but it really lends itself to some of the prettiest cottage country in this part of the province.
Well, it's certainly a very beautiful area, and I'd like to thank you, Bruce Stanton, for spending a few minutes this Saturday afternoon introducing Montrealers who may not have known much about Huronia, and they can call the Huronia Tourism Association toll-free at 1-800-HURONIA to get more information on one of the most interesting areas that I found in the province of Ontario. Thank you for being part of Travel World this afternoon.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a short break here on AM 600 and be right back.
This is Willem Backus. Listen to Travel World every Saturday from 12 to 1 here on AM 600 CIQC for something refreshingly new. And get a break from the usual language and constitution.
That's okay. I can do that with you.
The only language you'll hear about on Travel World is the language of travel. And the only constitution you'll ever hear about is Stephen's Iron Constitution.
Yep, I can feel my stomach moving right now.
Instead of whale watching.
Instead of whale watching, feel your lunch come up.
Try to calm down.
Yeah, I'm going to try to calm down.
Lunch is coming up in a couple of minutes.
In more ways than one.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about M.H. Grover's annual summer sale. 20 to 50% off all summer men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Gila Rush, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and more. The annual M.H. Grover summer sale, 20 to 50% off all summer stock right now. M.H. Grover, 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 769-3771. The only place for the best selection for big and tall men.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Last week, we spoke about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds, structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie STAR. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate.
Call Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the Star McKenzie program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Hello, Bromont Water Park.
I can't take it anymore. My kids are out of control. I keep thinking of throwing myself into the water.
Ooh, you should try the water here, madam. With us, you and your family could really enjoy summer, even when the kids drive you crazy. Just take them along with you down the water slides. That'll cool them off.
Oops, I thought I was calling my therapist. But your Bromont Water Park sounds pretty good.
Water is the best of therapies, madam.
Throw myself in the water. Never thought of that.
Bromont Water Park. All you need is love and a big splash. Highway 10, exit 78.
A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips on Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIUC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Janice Kirshner speaking to Stephen Pickford, and whoa, we got something cool coming up. Fear of flying.
Right. A lot of people are scared of flying, and it controls the lives of hundreds and thousands of people that they just may not be able to get to the destination they want to get to because they can't bring themselves to get on board an aircraft, or hold them back in their promotion at work because they don't want to do that extra traveling. And joining us on the line this afternoon is Glenn Burns. He's an Air Canada pilot who, in his spare time as a business venture, is putting together seminars to help people overcome their fear of flying. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, good. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
Well, let us in on a little bit about what these courses are about. I've read about them, that they've been going on in the United States. Companies like U.S. Airways have been doing them for years, but this is about the first time I've heard that somebody has gone to the trouble of putting them together in the Montreal area.
Well, exactly. We're actually doing it in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. And the reason we're doing it is because there is, like you said before, a real need with people and having problems with flying. The fear of flying to varying degrees affects a large percentage of the population. And actually, a survey done by the Boeing Aircraft Company in the 80s showed roughly 18% answered yes to "Are you afraid to fly?" An additional 12% reported anxiety with regards to flying. So these two combined showed about 30% of the population, or just under 1 in 3, had a problem with flying. And then another poll done by Gallup for CNN USA Today in 94 brought that grand total up to about 51%. Now, that doesn't mean that all of these people can't fly or anything. It's just roughly, of all of what I've just stated, 10% of the population has a real terrible problem up to a phobic portion of going flying. And you know, these are all, a lot of this stuff is created in the mind, and that because of press reports and TV news about air crashes that create false notions about air safety.
Right. Now, these courses, how many sessions are there if somebody were to sign up for the course?
There's 5 sessions, and it's held over 5 weeks, and it's held here in Montreal at Dorval Airport. We use Air Canada's facilities because Air Canada, being a good corporate citizen that they are, believe in this, believe that there's a real need for it. And each session is a mix of relaxation, behavior therapy, and also aviation education. I handle the aviation education part, and Dr. Jeff Neiman handles the psychological part. We cover everything in here from, you know, relaxation behavior therapy to turbulence to pilot training, aircraft construction. We go right through the A to Z in what you need to know to get you on your way to go flying.
How would you conquer somebody's fear of turbulence? Our own Stephen Bickford has that same fear. We even have a clip ready about that, as a matter of fact.
How do we conquer the fear of turbulence? Well, actually, turbulence is probably one of the biggest things that people are afraid of when they go flying, and you have to realize that that the air is a fluid and the air is always in motion, and it's you know, similar to a river, although we don't always have the big white water rapids that some rivers do. But you can expect a little bit of turbulence every time you do go flying. That's a normal thing, but these airplanes are built for turbulence like you won't believe. It's only us as human beings that even know we're in turbulence. The airplane doesn't really care that it's in turbulence. It has no conception of it being there. And it's because we are 5 miles above the earth and we are in the hands of somebody that we don't know, and it's bouncing around, and you look out the window and you see nothing supporting it like we're used to being in a car and seeing the road, or we're used to being in a boat seeing the water supporting the airplane, that we have this perception in our mind that it's dangerous. So we talk about turbulence. We explain the different types of turbulence, what you can expect, as far as what the airplanes can take, and it's quite interesting when we really get down to it. You know, we know what turbulence is as pilots. We have methods of avoiding it, not all of it, because clear air turbulence is sometimes forecast, sometimes not, but we let people know that the only time you can really get hurt in turbulence is if you don't have your seatbelt on. And people, seasoned travelers, always wear their seatbelt when they're seated. You don't have to have it up tight, you just have to have it on loosely, and you're not going to go anywhere if you get a big jolt.
Right. Another topic I hear you cover is also, you talk about the maintenance of the aircraft, because a lot of people figure, well, maybe something isn't, that's what they're worried about, is that somebody didn't do something
Eastern
they were supposed
Airlines
to do.
Eastern Airlines machinists.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're very lucky in Air Canada and Canadian Airlines, etc., in Canada, because we have our maintenance programs are second to none in the world. As a matter of fact, both airlines do maintenance outsourcing of many American airlines come in and have their airplanes rebuilt or their engines rebuilt by both companies. Both companies have won technical awards of merit. We explain to people how an aircraft's life goes and how many hours it does before it goes in for a major check, and how even people are concerned about aging aircraft, about older aircraft. The DC-9 fleet, the 737 fleet, some of these airplanes have been flying for 30 years. However, they're not really an old airplane. They're sort of like the guy next door that keeps his older car in mint condition and maintained that way. They are almost a brand new airplane. Over the years that they've gotten their major checks, they are just as safe as they were the day they came out of the Boeing or Douglas manufacturing plant.
Right. No, that's something of concern. Of course, nobody's going to willfully do something to an aircraft. It's their own lives that are in danger, too, when their people at the company go up there.
Well, exactly. I mean, my insurance is the same as my next-door neighbor's. And, I have a wife and three children, we do what's needed to get the job done, and we do it safely, and that's the number one is safety in Air Canada and Canadian and all Canadian airlines.
Well, I know that also with Stephen, for instance, who's terribly afraid of the turbulence thing and whatnot. Sometimes there are people who are just not comforted by, you can quote statistics to them up to the yin-yang about how it's the safest form of travel and so on.
That's right.
But what do you do with a person who's just not to be consoled this way? Do you have films, videos? Sometimes they say face your fear. Sure, you don't throw them in a tin can and shake them around. What do you do?
Well, I give them what you said, the films and videos and the overhead projection. We explain what turbulence is and all that. And then Dr. Naiman, Jeff, will have to try. He teaches them to relax. He uses cognitive behavior therapy, and you just have to learn to relax your body, and that takes some time. You can't do it in a one-day session in reality. You have to train your body. You weren't born with the fear of flying or the fear of turbulence. It was something that was acquired for whatever reason, and he has to desensitize you down to the point where you can say, okay, I might not be 100% happy with what's going on. However, I can deal with it so that I can go to see my loved ones, or I can go on that skiing or beach holiday.
And also this entails breathing techniques, that sort of thing.
Exactly. He teaches abdominal breathing. He teaches, positive reflection, of positive thoughts, all these things. thoughts stopping, you know, when the negative thought occurs that, oh my God, these wings can't take it, or, you know, when you're in a turbulence. Because turbulence, like I said earlier, is a part of flying. It's to be expected. Don't go to the airport, anybody, thinking that you're going to have a smooth flight. Go and say, okay, at some portion there'll be a little turbulence, and the captain will come on, the voice will come on over the PA and say, you know, a little light turbulence here, folks, please, you know, remain in your seats with your seatbelts fastened.
Or when you're taking the Dash 8 to Philadelphia, like I did, and they and when the pilot calls it severe turbulence, and you hear the ice pellets hitting the cockpit, and it's bouncing around with nothing to be seen for miles around.
Yeah,
Yeah, when they call it severe turbulence, you know it's bad.
Well, the pilots' maybe use of words might have been a little extreme in that case, but unfortunately they can't teach the pilots to talk properly.
Or when you're on the Twin Otter and you see him strap in a 6-point harness, you know you're in for it.
yeah, but you know, it's an incredibly safe way of transport. It's the safest in the world. I mean, I can give you all kinds of statistics on it, but like you said earlier, the majority of the fearful flyers do not consider flying unsafe, but they avoid it in order to escape the emotions they experience when they're flying, and that's an important thing to know. You know, it really is.
Where are these courses held now? Are they at Air Canada Hangar? Where?
No, they're held at Dorval Airport at the terminal using Air Canada's facilities. And
How often are they held now?
The next one for Montreal is starting September 30th, and it runs 5 weeks. So it should be in. We figure, because we haven't run one yet in Montreal. We've had two in Toronto, and they've been very successful. And, of course, the U.S. courses were wonderful. They put through over 2,000 people with a 97% success rate. We're hoping in English and French. Captain Benoit Gauthier does the courses here in French. We're hoping to have about four a year, two in each language, possibly three in French, two in English, and they would be in the fall and in the spring, so that we can get people ready for Christmas travel or ready for summer travel.
Now, how much do these courses cost?
In Montreal, of course, the full course costs, and that includes a return flight to Toronto, and you're escorted by myself or by Benoit. And we'll talk about the whole flight on the way. That's $515, which is an excellent price when you think you're getting the flight included.
Right, because the flight to Toronto round trip is $553 tax included.
Well,
so
there you go. And it's, like I said, over the fifth session is the flight itself. And it's.
Do you take them on a 767, or do you take them on one of these Dash 8s on a stormy day?
No, we take them on a 767. Or a 320. We don't go on the Dash 8s. Those are the Air Canada's feeder airlines, and Air Ontario or Air Alliance. This is an Air Canada sponsored project, so Air Canada's aircraft are used.
Right. Now, what number can people call for more information to get a brochure or to sign up on the courses?
In Montreal, you can call 422-4499. That's 422-4499, and that's a recording, and we'll send you out the information package. And if you have any Toronto listeners on today, they can call the Toronto 416-323-5520.
Okay, well, perfect. Glenn Burns, thank you for joining us, and hope we have been able to interest some of our listeners in conquering their fears.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will look at another kind of secret Montreal. Stay listening.
In a recent conversation with Larry Smith, president of the Montreal Alouettes, he was asked about the special events at Alouette football games.
If your child was having a birthday and you wanted to bring 10 or 15 kids to a game, there could be a way that we could set up a skybox or something special for you, have an event, have your kids come to that game, and also have your son or daughter's birthday put up in the big Jumbotron so that it could be made really special, something that your child would never forget.
Come on!
Montreal Alouettes, real football.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips.
What a great trip on that Via Trade. Met a great steward in the bar car by the name of Serge David. So if you're ever on Via, ask for Serge David. And boy, does he pour a mean drink. And the food on that Via Trade is unbelievable.
On a train?
Oh, yeah. Choice of three things on the menu. Great stuff. Great food. I'm given the choice of how I get to Montreal. I must come here about 8 to 10 times a year, and I always come by train rather than by plane. It's a 4-hour ride from Toronto, and it's just lovely on that Via.
the ways you're gonna amaze me. Show me.
Okay, shopping for appliances isn't very exciting. That is until Sears brand name appliance and electronics sale comes along. Right now, all major appliances, sewing machines, TVs, stereos, cordless phones, and selected vacuums are on sale. Use your Sears card and pay interest-free till $19.99 on approved credit. Think of all the money you save. Now think, why aren't you at Sears yet? Because that's where you can always expect more.
Ooh, show me!
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
It's a day that belongs to the Scots, and you're invited. It's the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 3rd, and this year it's on the grounds of the Douglas Hospital in Verdun. Starting at 9 a.m., pipe and drum and Highland dancing competitions, Scottish athletic events, Scottish foods and crafts, and the official ceremonies with masked bands at 12:30. Marvelous entertainment, a treat for all, plus a chance to win a trip for two to Scotland donated by Guy Toombs. For more details, call 332-5242. Don't miss the Montreal Highland Games, Sunday, August 3rd.
Roll out your bike or motorbike and wheel down to one of our 10 Bowie Mountaineer locations to take advantage of our super summer sale. This week's special offer, washer and dryer set for only $7.99. Buy now and pay only in June 1998. No hidden or extra charges. Yes, the summer holidays are here again, and it's time to take advantage of Bowie Mountaineer's super summer sale, where quality always meets low prices.
AM 600 CIQC and the Gazette invite you to the Shrine Circus this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Carrefour Anglignon. In the Saturday and Thursday Gazette, you'll find a coupon that lets you buy tickets for $6. Coupon redeemable only at the Big Top box office in front of the circus tent this Thursday, 4 to 8.
Do you suffer from potentially life-threatening drug or food allergies? Do you have asthma, diabetes, epilepsy, or another health problem? Do you fear situations in which you are unable to communicate that you have special medical needs? If you responded yes to any of these questions, you need the Boomerang Connection Security Program, a program that alerts healthcare personnel to your specific medical status and requirements. It could save your life. Boomerang Connection Security speaks for those who can. Call 488-4466 and find out more about how this humanitarian service can help you.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Bone from Music Plus. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Yep, we're all working for the weekend, but we also have some fun stuff, too.
Yeah, last week we talked to Todd Hoffman, who wrote his book, Secret Montreal, and got us to thinking, Willem and I, about some of the places we visit in Montreal over the past years. And sometimes when you have a visitor coming in from out of town, like we do next week with Vic Phillips, it gets you to visiting different places. I had the opportunity this past week to drop by a hotel that I'd passed by, but didn't really know much about, the Hotel Dufour, and that's on St. Catherine and Fort Streets. And it's sort of hidden there, but its hidden location is actually one of its top benefits, because the rooms start on the 10th floor, so very quiet, and you get great views of the St. Lawrence River and Mount Royal, and they include a continental breakfast buffet in the morning, and your steps from basically everything in a quiet residential neighborhood near the metro. Great location. It's what they call a intimate boutique style property, and that's a term we hear in hotels when we go to places like San Francisco or New York, and really didn't think of Montreal as having something like that. But it's only 127 rooms, and really equipped for the upscale business and leisure traveler. Rooms come with hair dryer and makeup lit makeup mirror and very elegant furnishings and all of the amenities that you would want, but also including a microwave oven and a little fridge and a coffee maker, and they give you the coffee as well, so they know they don't try to tack on an extra $2.
You mean you have a little kitchenette or something like that? You
it's a mini kitchenette.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, wow.
That was a lot like the Eastgate Tower in New York City.
Yeah, and there is an opening in the Montreal market for a property like that that, you know, is basically a four-star property that caters to travelers who want personalized service and want a restful experience. And
well, you're pretty well to just right at the doorstep of everything that's really important to do anyway. Our favorite places, you know, Guy Street, Crescent Street, all that.
Right, no, it's a walking distance to everything, some great restaurants and some great bookstores in the area on that part of St. Catherine Street. I don't think people look at the western part of St. Catherine Street there and say, well, maybe there's not much after the Forum closed down, but no, there's some great restaurants at Faubourg St. Catherine at that part of Guy Street, and also the around 5, 6, 7 bookstores all between really Fort and Guy.
Steve and I really like to raid the bookstores, but also off the island to the west, we like to head out to a nice sugar shack called Sucrerie de la Montagne.
Oh yeah, Pierre Fauché out there, he runs the Sucrerie de la Montagne, and I mean, he is certainly Canada's tourism ambassador. You can't go to a trade show anywhere, be it in London or you know, Berlin or Orlando coming up in October at the American Travel Market. I mean, Pierre Fauché is there singing the praises of Canada. Great.
There, we took a drive out, went up the mountain. You follow the blue signs, you're going to get there, but you're going to be driving down this road and you're going to think you're lost. You'll be driving and driving and driving and driving, and unless you fill up your car with gas, you'll be stuck without, like we were in Ghent, Belgium. But
well, how long is it to Rigo?
It's only around from the western tip of the island. It's only around 25 minutes from the western tip of the island.
No, but
it's well marked.
It is well marked, but if you stick on this road, stick with it, you'll finally get there. Big parking lot. They pick you up in a horse-drawn carriage. But the thing
does it
about
look rusty? Because a lot of
these
shacks now are kind of very neon-y. Yeah. They're not neon, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. The nice thing about this place is that the entertainment. He provides entertainment.
I love that.
The other thing, you say he's the ambassador. Well, of course he is. It sounds a bit touristy and a bit trite when you say that, but really, when he tells you a bit of the stories of what he does, he goes with the Olympic teams and stuff like that, and he actually talks about this stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's really
and he's opened
fun.
A restaurant in France, which specializes in Canadian cuisine. I mean, we have French cuisine here, and talking about French cuisine, there's a place we discovered that called Acacia on St. Denis Street, up near Jarry, I believe, near the Jarry Metro Station. And so if you enjoy eating out, and if you enjoy French, usually they specialize around 3 main dishes per evening. So that was a place. Of course, when Vic Phillips comes into town, we try out these new restaurants. I know he likes to go for his omelette at Beauty's on Mount Royal. That's always part of the tradition when he comes into town, that we go somewhere, a breakfast spot, to have an omelette.
There's all those little parks and stuff we like to go to. One of the things we really particularly enjoy, and one of the things we love when we come, that's why we like going to do Travel World on the Saturdays, because right after the show, it says, even on a day like today, we take the drive on La Salle Boulevard through Verdun and also through the Lachine. Yeah. What an incredibly beautiful thing to do. You take it slow, you look at the waterfront park. This is a place you can take your bike, you can roll a bike. Most Montrealers know this already. And some Montrealers who don't go out there now and then, you're really missing something. It's one of the most beautiful sights.
I did it for the first time last week.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And
all the way along the waterfront. I said, I had no idea. I really felt like I was a tourist in my
own city.
Right,
you seem like you're in another
city.
Spectacular. There's a whole map put out by Parks Canada to discover the Lachine, LaSalle, Verdun area and the Lachine Canal with the bike paths and the walking trails. And I mean, this is something that people in Montreal really have a hidden treasure, and they don't really get to this part of
the
island.
And we went to the rapids.
I mean, the only thing that really compares to this is Venice Beach in California. I went there last year to do a little rollerblading, but I tell you, it's that nice. It's really worth it to go out along that side. And if you really want to get to some quiet, down on the south, they even have a little sandbar you can get out by the Lachine Rapids. You sit there, it's like you're isolated, you're sitting there right by water. This is relaxing.
Right, a lot of people read about the Lachine Rapids, that's part of Canadian history, but how many Montrealers have actually gone down?
Yes, I went to them.
And seen them, you know? But next week, as I mentioned, Vic Phillips, Canada's Centennial Anchorman, will be here live in studio with us on Travel World. We'll be showing him around Montreal as well, as we always do. And he'll be talking about weekend destinations that he's been to recently: Chicago, Washington, D.C. He also was reviewing the latest production from the Mervishes, the Al Jolson story at the Royal Alex. Denise Kimmel from Rogers Cable in Toronto will also be joining us on the line with some Toronto entertainment selections for people heading off there.
Even though Toronto entertainment sounds like a contradiction in terms, but that's, of course,
a
dyed-in-the-wool Montrealer.
Don't you do that now.
Of course, it really is a lot of fun to go out there, and you take the VIA train. So the theme plays once again. One of our favorite things to go whenever we travel is come back home to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
And just quickly, that Huronia number, if you are interested, very easy, 1-800-HURONIA.
And also, if you want the information on the Air Canada Joy of Flying courses, 422-4499.
The joy and fear of flying.
The joy and fear of flying, overcoming the fear of flying.
And whale watching.
And whale watching. No, they don't have courses for that yet, and I will not be signing up to lead them. Thank you for listening to Travel World this week. We'll see you again next week from noon to one here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Baggins.
And I'm Janice Kirshner. We've got the Computer Internet Show right just on the other side of the news. Stay listening. Des roses bleues, des roses d'or.
This is AM 600.